Aren't you thankful for God's grace this morning? We get to gather together and lift His name and worship Him with you. It is so good to be here. Looking forward to spending the morning with you. As we're going through the morning, a lot of the lyrics will be on the screen, so please feel free, join in, sing along with us. If you want to raise your hands, raise your hands. If you want to stand up, stand up. If you want to leave, don't leave. Let's just pause this morning and remember that He's the one who works in our hearts and in our lives to know Him and to love Him. And let's celebrate who He is and what He's been doing as we spend this morning together. The psalmist reminds us in Psalm 92 that it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to Your name, O Most High.
Song will rise to Thee, and in the quiet You will stay. Till the moment You come to waken me, and in Your presence I will stay. Sing,
is here, reaching out, freely given, freely give now, lost and found, chains unbound, all I long for, freely poured out, holy, holy, you are worthy, Jesus, Jesus, there's no
all your goodness I will keep on.
reasons for my heart to find.
Oh, that's the Lord on my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship Your
time has come.
Soon my soul sing Your praise unending.
10,000 years and there forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship
to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see His wounds, His hands, His feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid Him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise night, and I will ride among
saves. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Time you've ever heard us, raise your hands. Almost all of you. Okay. All right, I'll take a second. Tell you a little bit about us. Our name is This Hope. It comes from Hebrews 6:19, which says we have this hope as an anchor for the soul. Firm and secure. Everybody up here grew up in Alaska. It's one of the states. So we all grew up together in the same town, Soldotna, Alaska. We went to the same church. We went to the same high school. Gene Bope is over here on my left. Tim and Abnett is next to him. Dave and Abnett on my right. Micah Boudreau is next to him. My name is Daniel Johnston. Tim and Dave are brothers. That's why they have the same last name. And their dad was the pastor of the church that we all grew up in there in Soldotna. And we just started singing together in church. Tim and I started singing together. I was in sixth grade. You were in seventh grade. And we started singing together and we had fun. And then after a while, Dave over here, Tim's brother, Dave, started dating my sister. So we had to ask him to sing with us. And then a little while later, I started dating Gene's sister. So we had to ask him to sing with us. Over time, those dating relationships turned into marriage, and we were stuck because we're all related. Except for Micah, ran out of sisters for him. For that, he's been eternally grateful. But started singing together in the early 90s. In 1996, we went full time while we still lived there in Alaska, 22 and a half years ago. And, yeah, all that really means is that we're old, but we knew we were going to have to move out of Alaska. It's just too difficult to do what we do from there, difficult to travel and expensive and time consuming. And so we wanted to move somewhere as similar as possible to Soldotna, Alaska, somewhere here in the lower 48. That's what we Alaskans call all the rest of you. That was as similar as possible. To Soldotna, Alaska. So that's why in August of 1997, we moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. So we're in Woodstock, Georgia. It's a suburb of Atlanta. We do about 180 concerts every year, all over the country and around the world. Yeah. 4,000 plus concerts over the last 22 years. And we very much would appreciate your prayer, friends. So we were in South Florida at this time last week, and so since then we've been up through Florida to Atlanta and then across over to here in the bus. And here's the truth. We don't want to just be making music. We don't want to just be entertaining. But we want God to work in every song and every concert. And when God's people pray, great things happen. And so we would appreciate your prayers so much if you would pray with us and pray for us. And so the best way to do that, if you would be willing, I know it's Sunday morning, I know we're in church, but if you're willing, just take out your phone right where you sit, and you can text your name and your email address to the number that's on the screen right there. If you do that, you're going to get our email newsletter about once a month. We're not going to sell your email address to anybody. We're not going to bombard you with emails. But you'll get that from us about once a month. Let you know how you can be praying with us and for us. So text your name and your email address to that number. You can also follow along with us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So you can check those out as well. Or if that's more your style, go ahead and do that as well. And so as you're finishing that up, I'm gonna tell you about the table back there in the back. Come check that out afterwards if you'd like to do that. Our newest album is called Stay. That song we just did, Oh Praise the Name, is on there, as well as a number of other ones we're doing today. And so come check that out back there. There's a whole bunch of other things back there. There is mugs and there's wristbands and there's six different T-shirts back there and a whole bunch of different CDs back there. There's flash drives, USB drives, one that has everything we've ever recorded since 1992. 161 songs, 15 CDs worth on one flash drive, and then another one that has our five newest albums on it. So check that out afterwards. There's even coffee back there. So we love coffee. We grew up in Alaska. We love coffee. We drink way too much coffee, I'll just be honest. And so we thought it'd be fun. We found a little Christian roaster, and we put together a couple of blends that are very Alaska-like in how they taste. And so we love them, and if you want some, go ahead. You can get some back there as well. Hey, our families get to travel with us whenever they want to. There are 26 of us all together. And in the early days, the wives and kids came with us all the time. As the kids have gotten older, they don't come with us quite as much as they used to. But they are always welcome to travel with us. We don't have anybody with us on this trip because we're out for quite a while. We head from here down to New Mexico for a good bit of the week, and then we head over to Texas for next weekend, and then finally get home around on the 4th or the 5th of March. So please, like I said, keep us in your prayers if you would be willing to do that. Jonathan Anavna is back there in the back. Last person I got to introduce to you, Jonathan. You'll notice that same last name, Anavna. Yeah, he's Dave and Tim's little brother. So super, super talented guy, and you're going to get to hear a little bit from Jonathan in just a little while. But I got to tell you real quick here before we move on to this next thing. So as we talked about, we've been doing this a long time, and over the years, we hear stories like the one Pastor told as we started off about and stories that we don't know about. We had no idea until you and Micah were talking, you know, a couple of months ago, that you even knew who we were. And all over the country, there are people who tell us stories. They send us emails about songs that have ministered to them. And since we've sung so many songs over the years, we can't fit all those songs into a concert. There's just not enough time. And so we thought what we would do is put together a medley of some of our older songs, the ones that people have written us about, have talked to us about, that have ministered to hearts over the years. And so these are a little bit stripped back, not a whole bunch of other stuff going on, piano and us singing, but please listen to these words, and I hope they bless you this morning.
This hope I found in the mercy of my Lord, that he paid the debt for me, that my words could not afford. I know that there is hope. How many times have I tried to bow my head in prayer when I know I have failed you? And how can I look to his face when I'll see the pain I've caused in the tears that are falling? But I know He's up there waiting for me to turn to Him. I must find the strength He's given and claim His promise to forgive. This hope I found in the mercy of my Lord, that He paid the debt for me.
Pounding heart, I wonder what I'll do.
clouds begin to cloud the way. Will I ever be the same? Father, I'm scared and I need you. Though I'm weak and the storm rages on, I know my God is strong.
He's God of the storm, Lord of the rain. Though I may fear, His refuge remains. He's God of the storm, His power.
This is our God.
every blessing to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, mine fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love.
To thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, to rescue me from danger, bought me with his precious blood.
Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. From to wander, Lord, I feel it. From to leave this God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Seal it for thy.
Now you broke them down.
Ago, we were asked to write a song for a movie called Champion, and the movie, if you haven't seen it, is about a couple of race car drivers and their extended family, but the main theme of the film is all about forgiveness, and forgiveness is something that touches all of us at different times in our lives in different ways. Some of you here may have been where I have found myself recently, where I had done something wrong. And I was too proud to admit what I had done and humble myself and ask for forgiveness. Anybody been there before? Maybe others of you here are on the other side of the coin. And maybe somebody has done something to you to wound you very deeply. And you're carrying this huge burden. And you don't have peace in your life because you have not been able to extend forgiveness to somebody else. The good news is, no matter where you are today, we have a Savior who came to carry all of these burdens for us and also to give us an example of forgiveness that we can follow. Because He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was placed upon Him. And by His stripes we're healed. You remember the Savior when He's on the cross? And He's looking out over all these people who had just crucified Him. And He prays to the Father with a heart of compassion. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So this next song is called Forgive, and it is from the movie Champion.
Forgive.
one of Jesus' closest friends when he was here on this earth, Peter, makes the statement in 2 Peter chapter 1. He says this, and Peter isn't just writing randomly. This is something that he lived and experienced. He says about his Jesus. He says his divine power has given to us everything for life and godliness. How? Through our true knowledge of him who called us according to his own glory and excellence. Friends, did you get that? God has made available to us everything we need for this life. If we get to know Jesus. It's all based on that, isn't it? It's about knowing God. Well, the question is then, how do I get to know God? Well, thank you for asking. You know what? The Bible tells us that nature itself declares that there is a God, right? But nature doesn't tell you who that God is. It says there is a God. The only way you are going to get to know the one and only God is through the Bible, right? It's the Word of God, his letters of instruction for this life, for us. Now, I know that I'm not saying anything that you don't already know, probably, right? We know that the Word of God is so critical for our godliness, for our life, for our existence. We desperately need to be in the Word of God. But sometimes we allow things to kind of just get in the way, don't we? Life happens. It gets busy. And then we find ourselves in a situation where we need to be exercising forgiveness, but we forgot about all that because we haven't been spending time in the Word. And it's in the Word of God where we find it. I've got to tell you a story. When I was growing up, my grandfather and grandpa had this big cattle ranch in Montana. And when during the summers, my family would go out there and we would spend vacation time out there. And as you can imagine, it was just a tremendous time of learning and excitement and fun for us kids out there on the ranch. But one of my most fond and vivid memories of those times of going out and visiting is every morning my grandfather would wake up early, he'd grab his radio, he'd go put it on the kitchen table, he'd grab his Bible, open it up, and he'd turn on the radio, and he would listen to Through the Bible Radio with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. And he would, if any of us kids were up at the time, he would invite us to crawl up on his lap, and we would listen to this broadcast and just listen to the Word of God opened up and talked about and taught. And then when it was done, we'd turn the radio off and we would continue to dialogue about what we'd learned and any questions we had. And it was just a spectacular time for a young boy growing up, getting to spend time with Grandpa. And one of my most favorite memories of those times, though, is this. My grandfather wore English leather cologne. And he knew how to wear it well. If you spent time on Grandpa's lap, you smelled like Grandpa all day long. It was awesome. And if I didn't get up early up in the morning, and my older brother did, and then I would get there for breakfast, and I could tell, oh, you were with Grandpa this morning, weren't you? You know what the Scriptures tell us? The Scriptures tell us that we are supposed to be the fragrance of Christ. The aroma of Jesus Christ in this world. Now, the only way we are going to be like and have the aroma and the presence of God in our lives is if we crawl up on his lap and hang out for a while. Spend time with him. You know what the Bible tells us? This: if we will seek him, we will find him. And so the question this morning is this: am I pursuing him? Am I seeking him? Am I spending time with him? We're going to sing a song that talks about that right now. Gene wrote this song for our last album, and I remember the first time he shared this song with us, and it just captured my heart. Because it asks this question: what would happen in my life and in yours if we chose to live in the presence of God all day long? Not just
wake up in the morning, read a chapter in the Bible, say a quick prayer, close it, leave it on our table, and then, okay, now I'm going to go do my day and leave that there. But what if we wake up in the morning, we read that chapel or that chapter in the Bible prayerfully, we seek the face of God and His direction for our day, and then we take that in meditation throughout the day, letting the Word of God dwell in us richly. What if we chose to stay in His presence all day long?
What if we looked after Him till everyone turned to see what we see? What if we drank from the fountain till we overflow? What if we basked in His presence till we came out drenched in the fragrance of God? What if we wait? What if we stayed so close? Would we see giants fall and walls come down, mountains be moved, lives turned around, rest for the weary, peace in the storm? Would we see His glory? Would we see our Lord if we stay? What if we stay? What if we enter the throne room and stay on our face till we heard from the key? What if we followed on His way to places unknown? What if we ask for His presence and turn from trappings that pull us away? What if we wait? What if we stayed so close?
Would we see giants fall, walls come down, mountains move, lives turn around, rest for the weary, peace in the storm?
Tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving. Join your voices and join your hearts and worship to our great God. Let's sing this out. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, the fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I lay. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by dark. Forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, God with the precious blood.
Amen, church. Aren't you thankful for what Jesus did on the cross for us? Amen.
No guilt of mine, no fear in
death.
This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, never pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Amen. You may be seated. My friend, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Christ, you have not been forgiven. The Bible tells us very clearly that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of this sin is death. Eternal separation from the one who made us. But God loved us so much that he sent his very Son, Jesus. He lived a sinless, perfect life. And then he died an agonizing death on a cross to take our place. He paid our debt. He took on our sin. And you know, in our world today, there are lots of people who would say that there are many ways to God. You can pick your path, pick your religion, pick your spiritual leader, and eventually all roads will lead to God. But can I tell you, if there was any other way, Jesus would not have needed to come and die on a cross for us. But this is God's plan. Then he rose from the grave, and he conquered the power of sin and death forever. And now the Bible tells us that if we will turn from our sin, repent, and turn to Jesus, call on his name. Put our faith and our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ alone. He will save us. He will wash us white as snow. He'll make us his children, sons and daughters, heirs to the King of Kings. So this morning, I want to ask you, not are you a regular attender, not are you a church member, not have you done more good things than bad in your life, not are you friends with a pastor or part of a certain family. My question for you this morning is, have you ever humbled yourself before the Creator God, acknowledged your sin, and believed on the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness, for salvation? If you have not, I would beg you to consider him today. Would you all stand with me? We're going to sing, and Pastor's going to be down here in front. And if you want to know Jesus this morning, I would ask you just to leave the aisle and come and speak to Pastor right now.
I'm forgiven.
Remember that on the day that we stand before him, on Judgment Day, and he either knows us or not, on that day it will not matter what others around you think. On that day it won't matter about anything in this world that would keep you from him. It just matters if you know Jesus. If you don't know him, come now. And if you know someone and you want to pray for them, please come and bring it to the altar.
You are King with life for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you.
I'm going to invite you, if you would, just to bow your heads together with me. This has been a powerful time in the house of the Lord. But I know that in a group of people this size, there's someone who is not certain of heaven. And we've heard a very poignant message about how that we might know that our sins are forgiven, that heaven is our home. If you believe the message that has been given, and you've never humbled your heart before God, and asked him for that forgiveness and called upon the name of Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity right now. And while our heads are bowed, if you've never done that, I'm going to invite you, as I pray aloud, to pray quietly right there where you are in your heart. There are no magic words that get us into heaven, because God is looking right down into the depths of our heart. But if you believe with all of your heart, and if this prayer is a reflection of what you believe, I invite you right now to pray it in your heart as I pray it aloud right now. Dear God, I come before you humbly. I confess to you that I'm a sinner, and I acknowledge that I cannot save myself. I now invite Jesus into my heart and into my life to forgive me of all of my sin. I believe that you died and were buried and rose for me. And now I am trusting in you alone to save me and take me to heaven one day. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Enable me to live for thee. For this I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Our heads are bowed for just another moment. The concert is almost over. I wonder today if you'd be willing to acknowledge that, Pastor Mark, I prayed that prayer believing, and today I ask the Lord to forgive me and to save me. And if that's you today, I'll not single you out or embarrass you in any way. But I wonder if you just acknowledge that you've done that. Just by slipping your hand up, just put it up and write that down. I want to say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you and you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I want to say that if you prayed that prayer to receive the Lord as Savior, we want to be a blessing to you and tell you all that you have in Jesus. I want to give you a copy of the Bible, have somebody pray with you. And if you'd like to just seek one of us out before you leave this place, it'd be our joy to take a moment and share with you what God has done for you in a richer, fuller, deeper way. Give you a Bible of your very own to take home with you. It'd be our joy. Thank you for being here today. And I praise the Lord that we've heard the greatest message that the world could ever hear, that Jesus is mighty to say.
Thank you for joining in throughout the morning. We'll just close out with one last song and celebrate our God. We have the promise when He appears, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Happy and blessed, watching and waiting.